This week, the world's best hula dancers compete in Hawaii's Merry Monarch Festival. A Puget Sound group will be there for only the first time in more than half a century. Traditional hula is actually the repository for Hawaii's indigenous culture, passed on by teachers called kumuhula in schools called halau. KUOW's arts and culture reporter, Marcy Silman, introduces us to one of these teachers.
My name is Ivalani Kapua Maioleokala. Christian, I was born on the island of Kauai. I was groomed at a very early age in the culture by my tutuwhahine, my grandmother, and she endowed upon me the responsibility to preserve and perpetuate the culture. The Hawaiian culture is a relationship with man and his environment. And it's a relationship of harmony, of stewardship, and trust, and all of the events, all of the important happenings, all of the celebrated places, were all put to the oral tradition. So today, for the hula practitioner, even the hula student, what the kumu tries to instill in them is, bring them to the realization of all of these things. It hasn't been easy at times, but, you know, it was, I'm going to say, imposed upon me. And I fought it a little bit in my teens and my 20s. It's like, But, you know, I persevered. And then I started realizing the value of it. I'd like to quote King Kalakaua, where he said that hula was the language of the heart, and so therefore the heartbeat of the Hawaiian people. It's not just teaching a dance.